Amen. Cool. So, good morning, church. How do you do today? Blessed. Such a beautiful word. Such a beautiful word. I like the idea every time when someone asks you, how are you or how are you doing today? Just to reply to that. Blessed. We are blessed indeed. We are blessed that I will say for this, let's call it beautiful morning, right? Even though it's like pouring out, raining, it's still beautiful. Why? Because we know that the land needs water, right? So from that perspective, we are thankful, right? So for those people who doesn't know me, my name is Daniel, right? So please bear with me. That will be my first preaching in English, right? I know the English is not my first language, but please bear with me. So we know that last time Brother Tim, he covered from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the first part, right? So today I will try to go on the second part, right? And also I've been told to not move too much because the camera is there, right? For people who is like join us through Zoom, I will say hi to them as well. So I will invite you to stand together and to read the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the second part is started from verse 16. But thanks to be to God who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he's going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out his act of grace that's being ministered by us for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our good will. We take this course so that no one should blame us, but this generous gift that is being administered by us. For we aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. And with them, we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. As for our brother, they are messenger of the church, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and have a boasting about you to this man. So please have a seat. So there was the word. So basically, I'm going to focus on a few verses. Yes, I know I was very surprised. It was a big surprise for me when Brother Daniel came to me and was like, Daniel, you know what? The next weekend, I will be away, right? Because I need a holiday. And like, okay, that sounds great. So why do you need to speak with me about? And like, you know what? It's like, how about to cover me? How about to come? It's like, okay. And for me, trust me, the time when I came here in this country, I promised myself always to say yes, right? Always to say yes, because obviously, I would say straight to the point, yes. And he was looking at me. It was so quick. And yeah, I just wanted to do it. I don't care, really. I just wanted to do it, even though then I was like looking myself, like, is this okay? It is right, you know? You just said yes without even thinking. Even though I know in my workplace, I'm always speak with people, but here it's different. It's different, why? Because this is another type of discussion, you know? It's an, a different story. This here, it's more personal, right? Here, we're gonna touch, I will say, subject. You know, we're dealing like, kind of like the matters, the topic of the matter. It's a big difference, right? So yes, I said to Brother Dennis, I said, yes, of course, I will do it. And then from that time till today, I couldn't sleep. Definitely, literally, I couldn't sleep. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? Why did I wrong? And yeah, in a way, it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure because in that case, I was so honored that God wants me. And also, I was so honored that I could do something for God. And I would say, my abilities, my skills, my knowledge, my everything for God to do his work. So that's why the title for the sermon today, it is called Honesty, a Required Quality as a Servant. As a servant. I know most of you heard about the term servant. What do you think servant it is? It's so, I would say, especially in churches, communities, right? We are so familiar with the words. But I don't think so. Most of us, we understand the deepest meaning of the word. So from my perspective, I looked through, I would say, two spectrums. The first, I would say, what people think about the world. And then I look from a different spectrum, which is from the scripture. And also I find many, many, I would say, verses which literally use the word. Right? So as I mentioned, this is the title, and obviously I divided it in three sections. Right, the first section, yes, I like to be very practical and technical, please bear with me. Probably because of my work environment, it's needed to be very technical. Right, so three sections. The first section will try to understand terminology, right, of honesty and honest, okay? In the second section, obviously, we'll have some practice. We're going to go from theory to practice, and then we'll try to answer some questions which I'm going to ask. For instance, why do we need to be honest? As a Christian, why do you need to have this quality? Right? And in the third section, we're going to try together to understand who or what can attest your honesty. Right, so let's go for the first section, right? And then let's discover what people are saying about honest. So obviously, according with dictionary, right? Because this is how people describe it, right? Dictionary, it is telling the truth or able to be trusted and not likely to lie. Right? So if you describe someone as honest, you mean that they're always telling the truth. If you're honest in a particular situation, you are telling the complete truth, no matter the situation, the case. Right? So this is for the word honest. Please don't be confused between the word honest and transparency. Right? Because transparency is like speaking your mind. But it's not the same being honest, right? And then, if you continue for the honesty, the dictionary says, honesty, it is the quality of being honest, right? So, let's recap a bit. Honest is literally someone who's willing saying the truth, right? And honesty is the quality of being honest, right? So it is a condition, it is a state, right? So again, let's go for what the scripture is saying about those words. So please bear with me because I found so many nice verses, right? So I'm going to read those because I've written down for you. So Genesis chapter 30 with 33a. So many honesty will answer for me later when you come to look into my wages with you. Another part, Deuteronomy 25 with 15. You shall have only a full and honest weight. You shall have only a full and honest measure, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you. So Proverbs 16 with 13. Righteous lips are the delight of king, and he loves those who speak what is right. Proverbs 24, 26. One who gives an honest answer gives a kiss on the lips. Ephesians 4, 28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands, so they may have something to share with anyone in need. Proverbs 19, with 1. Better is poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and he is a fool. So those the verses, obviously many more, right? And but those, like, they were like very, I was very close to them, so that's what I selected for you. So we can see from different perspective, even though in a workplace, right? Even though in a workplace, honesty, do you think it's good to have it or not? Because I know from what I was saying, if you want to define honest, and honesty is literally telling the truth. It's like not telling lie. Lie, liar, right? So I know we are always, because we are human creatures of habit, right? And obviously we are part of this society. And I found this term as a white lies, right? They are so dangerous. They are so dangerous because why they are dangerous? Because you can't even imagine when you say a lie, right? You can't even notice that. It's so easy. So that's why from those verses you were saying, even though in your workplace, even though, let's say, in a bad situation, right? It's good always to be willing telling the truth, right? Telling the truth. Right, so obviously we are here to learn, right? We are here to learn through our experience. We are here to learn through our sharing, and so on and so forth. So this is the first section about comprehension of the terminology, honest and honesty. And also we saw what the dictionary said, what people were saying, and as well what scripture was saying. And gradually we're moving to the second section, right? To the second section, which is why do we need to be honest? So this is a very straightforward question, I will say, for everybody. Why do I need to be honest? Do you think it's fair to be honest? Because, for instance, I can give you an example. In this morning, obviously, because if I couldn't sleep, I had plenty of time, right? I had a lot of time. So I was listening another pastor, and he was giving that example. It was about a young lady who was studying medicine. She became a doctor. It was a first year to practice as a doctor. Everybody was so happy. And you can imagine studying in America. It is so expensive, right? And because of the fact she was honest, right? She was honest. Her boss, the director, said, you can't work with us anymore. So the problem is she needed to do something and she refused it because she was, I can't lie to myself. I can't do that. And because she was honest, she lost her job. She lost her job. And think about. It is worth it to be honest in this society, because it could be very easy for the lady to just, I don't know, telling a white lie or treated like, oh, this is my workplace. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. You know, here, I just need to do what I've been told to do, right? I need to follow the rules, procedure, and everything. And she was like, no, I don't want to. And I was thinking very deeply about that case. Like, how about if I'll be in the same case, requesting to be honest? Request to be honest. I'm my opinion about a subject, and then the next day, just to, you know what? We don't need you anymore. I know it's harsh, and I will say even in my workplace, it's very hard to be honest and to have this quality, and even though stand for your. For your opinion, I would say for Christians, right, beliefs and everything. Because in my workplace, I'm a lecturer, and it's hard, you know, because obviously I got like different nationalities in my class, right, different nationalities in my class, and most of the time, they love to challenge me. Because I love to be challenged, so they knew that already. They love to challenge me. And they asked, because they know I'm a Christian, and they asked me so many questions with those kind of sensitive topics. Right, sensitive topics. And I know sometimes you might hurt, oh, I lost my job. You'll know why. But yes, I will invite you and advise you to have this quality of honesty. To have this quality of honesty. Because we are Christians. I told you, for us, it's easier. Because for most of us, we've been born in this environment of Christian, right? And for us, it's not easier, but it's simple to understand the concept of honesty and honest, right? And to use it in your real life. But for some people, it's not that easy. And we need to learn how to empathize with them. And not just empathize, but to teach them. To teach them this life value, I will call it. Right? So again, to the second section, right? So why do you think we need to have this quality? This quality of being honest, because I told you, it's like being honest is not always, how to say, the good side, right? You won't take the good part. I will say sometimes you're gonna suffer because your honesty. And I don't know if it happened to you, but in my case, happened so many times because I like to be a very straightforward man, right? So because of that, yeah. It's not easy, but don't forget we had our let's call it Lord. I wanted to say our master, right? Because don't forget my title is about a servant, and because in order to be a servant, you need to have this quality. And in our case, who's our master? Jesus, he's our Lord, right? He's our Lord. So in this section, it's very easy to use just a self-reflection. Use a self-reflection and ask for yourself, are you an honest person? Or are you willing always telling the truth, even though it's going to hurt you? Even though it's going to hurt, I would say, people. Because sometimes we are on the same page. Sometimes the truth, it might hurt people, right? Because let's face it, even you know already Jesus, when he was saying the truth, people, they were like hurted because of the truth, right? And that's why they reacted negatively toward him, because they didn't like it. They didn't like it, the fact there is someone who is like freely saying the truth without any conditions, just saying the truth. Right, so through a very simple tool, I love to call it self-reflection. Ask yourself if you are honest, right? Because also from those verses, God wants from their servants, right, to be honest and to have this quality. So it's very simple. Just go back in time and see for yourself from your previous situation and cases, and don't say loud, don't say it loud, just, you know, seek for the answer in your heart and be honest, because we know that God, he can see through us, right? He can see through us. We can't lie, we can't hide even, right? So ask for that question for yourself. Am I honest? And to be honest, for me, I told you, I'm a straightforward, I'm not very honest, you know? I know I've been in that situation, not because I'm a liar, but because, let's say, emotions, right? And let's face it, sometimes emotions, they will come in our path, right? And because of that, you can't say the truth. Or even more, you have a friend, you have a case, which is a family, a friend, and you don't want to hurt them, right? You don't want to hurt them, and you choose saying a lie, right? But still, we have our Jesus, right? He was always saying the truth, even though he suffered for the truth, right? He suffered for the truth, and even more, he died because of the truth, right? And we are called Christian. We like to be called Christian. In order to become a Christian, I would say we need, you know, to do something. First, you need to recognize Jesus as the Lord in your life. And then, obviously, you need to listen. And you need to love his word as well. Right? So continue. If you continue again on the second section, right, we are still here. Because in my case, it's very important to understand, even though the concept, even though from a sermon, from my perspective, it's very important to understand the concept, to understand the word, and also to make it easy for everybody to understand it, right? So that's my approach, even though in my workplace, I have the same approach. So think about it, are you an honest person, you know, and put yourself in different situations, right? Put yourself in different situations, like literally in different situations such as, I don't know, ask yourself, if I'm going to say this truth, and I know so that X person going to suffer from that, I'm going to do it or not? It's yes or no. It's simple. And I will invite you to embrace this quality. I mean, honestly, I embrace, and also embrace the honesty and invite you to have it, right? And in this section, I put a relationship, right, between God and honesty, right? Why did I do that? Because we know that Christ, it is the way, the truth, and the life, right? And if you are saying you are a Christian, that means you are a direct follower of Christ, right? He is the truth. So from that fact, we cannot lie, right? Because of the fact we cannot lie, right? So to answer the question, why do we need to be honest? Firstly, because God said that. So in Ephesians chapter 4, 25, I put here, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we all members of one body. Right? And Proverbs 12:22, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. So from those verses, we can conclude that God, it is desire of God for us to be trustworthy, right? So if you wanted to make a small transition to our topic, yes, God, it is the desire of God to have this quality of honesty. Of honesty, right? And in another verse, in Hebrews 6:18, so God has given both his promises and his oath. This two things are unchangeable because it is possible for God to lie. Because he just mentioned that. He just mentioned and he let this in the scripture. He can't lie. And because we are called ourselves Christians, and Christian means you are a direct follower of God, right? We can't lie. We can't lie. So here it is a direct relationship between God and honesty, right? And another subtitle, I will call it Honesty Reveals Our Character. Do you believe so? Honesty reveals your character. Yes, right, yes. So that's truth indeed, right? That's truth indeed. The honesty reveals the character. So if you are an honest person, even though in the workplace, because also God, he mentioned that even in your workplace, you need to be an honest person, right? And as a Christian, it's like automatically, if you are called Christian, a Christian, right? People, they need to know that you are trustworthy, right? And the other, they can put trust in you, and it's easier to trust you, right? So honesty reveals our character. So I would say honesty, it is a direct reflection of your inner character. So it is a straight bridge, right? Honesty is a straight bridge between what people can see outside with what you are inside, right? And I will call it, it's a shortcut. It might be a shortcut, right? So if you wanted to know a person, just try to understand if it's honest or not. Try to see that if it's honest or not the person, right? And in that case, you can reveal that person's character, right? So I put another verse from Luke 16 with 10, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So we are kind of clear in that way that antonym for honest, it is dishonest, right? Antonym for honesty, it is dishonesty, right? So as I mentioned before, it is God's desire for us to be honest, to have this special quality, right? And also, do you remember, as a title, I said, as a servant, right? As you can see, as you can notice, and so already, we had such a beautiful team here, right, on the stage, and they worship and help worship together and bring, you know, songs and sung with us. So in that case, they work in the church. It was, they put their skills, right, in serving God, to worship God. So we are thankful for that. We are thankful for that. So this is how we can become a servant. First, you need to know, you need to understand, in order to become a servant, you need to have a master or lord, right? So in our case, you need to understand if Lord Jesus, it is your master, it is your lord. And it's simple. You just need to ask this question. Like, do you believe in him? Yes or no? Do you believe in his sacrifice? Yes or no? It's quite simple, isn't it? You just need to answer for those questions. Do you believe in God that he has a son? Yes or no? You just need to answer for those questions. And then through self-reflection, you can understand if you are a servant or not. Right? Because, do you remember I was saying honesty reflects your character. Even though if you are a Christian, that should reflect what? If honesty reflects character, then being a Christian should reflect what? What do you think? Don't be shy, just Christ. There you go. Thank you. So it's quite simple, isn't it? If you're like honest, honesty reflects your own character. If you're a Christian, that should reflect Christ, right? And Christ, he mentioned that he is the truth, right? So if you wanted to be honest, if you wanted to be like Jesus, to follow his footsteps, you need to embrace this quality, right? You need to embrace this quality of honesty, right? Another few verses, obviously, about honesty. So Exodus chapter 20 with verse 16, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, right? We already were aware of that. Even God, he put in the 10th commandment, right, about honesty. So it is imperative for everybody, if you're called yourself a Christian, to be honest, to have this beautiful quality, right? Moreover, in Proverbs 16:11, the Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He set the standard for the fairness. So here, be honest as well means be fair. In your workplace as well, right? Treat everybody with fairness, right? Proverbs 11 with verse 3 says, honesty guides good people, dishonesty destroys treacherous people. So as a Christian, this is part of our calling as well, you know, to be a good, because also God said that we are the light of the world, right? So from that perspective, we need to guide people through us. People, they need to see something. And as you answer to my question, need to see Christ. You need to see Christ. So if you continue, still on this section, because it's very important as a Christian to understand this quality. Why do you need to have it? And it's very important as well in your workplace. So don't forget, even though you're going to leave this room, still, because I will say the real trial, it won't be here, because no, it's too easy, isn't it? So it will be outside. So there it will be, I will say, call it the real trial, when our honesty, it will be on trial. If you really, and you, when you ask yourself if you are like an honest person, right, you ask, the answer it was yes. Here it was easier, right? Just say yes and that's it. But outside, trust me, it might be today your honesty to be on trial. It might be, in my case, it might be today to be on trial. Who knows? But let's say if someone, I would kind of promote that and advise you, let's say from the next week, if your honesty, it was on trial, please share with us. Share with us, even though you couldn't be 100% honest, but still, in that case, we're gonna be here together, we're gonna share together a thought, right? And why not? We're going to pray together for that, right? And we're going to help each other, because this is what a Christian community it is, you know, in a way, to help each other when we're on trials and then see the results, like, oh, it's not very nice. I got like a small, I put everything, translate everything in school, like I got like a small mark, right? So what I need to do, I need an extra help. So that's why we're here. And I'm inviting you to share. If your honesty was on trial, just share with us. And obviously, the result. You don't need to be afraid. We are not here to judge everybody, right? We are not here to judge anyone, right? So if you continue on the third section, right? So who or what will attest your honesty? Who do you think it is entitled to attest your honesty? From your own experience, who do you think? Let's colleagues, very correct, colleagues, someone mentioned colleagues, someone else. Let's be a bit more interactive between us. Family members, friends, very correct. Yes, yes, there are cases when those people, they have this power to attest your honesty. They have this authority. Because if you are taking an example from real world, we know that there are special companies like Body, they're called Body to attest something, right? And it's the same in the Christian world. Something or someone have this power to attest your honesty. And the first thing first, I will say God. He is the first person who attests your honesty, right? So if you are saying that you are Christian, and everybody from here, I want to believe, we are Christian, like truly believer, right? A truly believer. So if you are saying you are Christian, that means automatically you have this quality, right? Because this is what Christ told us, you know, to step into his footstep, right? Literally to follow everything what he was doing on earth. And he was truth, as we learned a few moments ago. So the first person, it will be God who can attest that, right? And then I put the second case, it will be yourself. Yourself, you can attest if you are honest or not. So I put that because it's very important as well, you as a person, to be honest with yourself and ask for some straightforward questions, to ask for those. And you just need to be by yourself somewhere. You don't need anyone there. And literally, if you can't think of those questions, just say loud, am I honest or not? And be 100% honest, right? And then, yes, you can answer for that question. And if you don't believe it, then we can go further, right? We can go further, family and friends, right? So those people, they can attest your this quality, if you have it or not. So why do you think they can attest that? Because they are close to you, right? They know you better. They know you when you are in the house, right? Because we know that when you're outside in society, we tend, you know, to behave ourselves, right? To behave ourselves. But in the house, it's like, oh, we don't need. It's like, take everything and be yourself. Yes, family and friends can attest. I put as well the church. The church as well can attest if you're honest or not, you know. Because always, if you want to get to know a person, it's like the Bible says to check the fruit in the end, if it's good fruit or not, right? So the church, yes, can attest if you are honest or not. And we have so plenty, I would say plenty examples when the church can attest that. Because also from our section, which I was reading, right? Just give me a second to find. So it said here with the verse 18, with him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel, right? So obviously, from that part, you're saying even the church can attest. The churches can attest, you know, about those people. So the church is another body, right, to attest your honesty. And then I put there a particular situation, right? Because I told you it might happen to you even today, even the next day, to put in a particular situation when you need to prove your honesty. Even though you're gonna hurt someone, even though hurt yourself, I will say, it's important to have this quality and embracing, 100% embracing, because as a Christian, this is a main goal for us, to follow Jesus' steps, right? And for us, people to see Christ in us, within us, through our behavior, through our actions, and people to trust us. So what do you think now, after everything we discussed here, after everything we went through? Again, I want to go back, right? I want to go back to that prime questions and ask you, are you an honest person? Do you like to embrace this quality? Do you have this willingness, always saying the truth? Please do not be confused between honesty and transparency, right? Transparency is speaking your mind. It doesn't mean, right, you're honest. So again, this question I wanted to ask you, to everybody, if you are truly, and put yourself through those situations, and also if you wanted to go further, you can go home and ask your family, right? Ask your husband, your wife, ask your children, ask your siblings if you're honest or not, right? If you wanted to be brave enough, go to your workplace. Go to your workplace and ask your colleagues, am I honest or not? What do you think? We've been in this place for another 10 years or 3 years, 5 years, whatever. So just ask them if you are brave enough. And I advise you to be brave, right? As a Christian, we should be brave, right? So ask them if you are like honest or not. And definitely they will tell that, right? If you're not, they will, because always they remember, even though you said something, if it was wrong or not. If you lied, obviously they will remember that. So ask this question, or ask, and also I will advise you and to ask God, right? When you are in your own time, when you're in your praying room, right? Because I love to this concept of having a place in your house when it's like spending time with God, a praying room, or I don't know. One time I saw this movie, it was called A War Room, and it was a Christian movie, and literally it was about a praying room. It was about that lady. She was spending so many hours, so many years in that, and she called that because she, like, all the time she was going into the war when she was praying, when she had a situation and someone wanted to pray for a particular situation, she literally, it was part of her life, and she was doing that many times. So I would say, I would advise you to have this special place when you can share everything, every single thought with God. And in that moment, in that scenario, intimate scenario, ask God if you are truly honest or not. So I think I will end it here. I will end it here because I just wanted to, but before that, let's have, I will say, a few moments and just to reflect in what we heard today, just reflect to the message God wanted to, what God wanted to speak to you, and reflect on that very important question, if you're like honest or not, no matter the situation, if you're like willing, or let's say you are not, you discover that you weren't 100% honest, but from now on, from this second on, are you willing to be honest, even though it will be hard, but here we are together, and also God promised that he will be with us for every single day on this earth. So don't worry, don't stress too much, put your heart at ease, right? So let's reflect for a few seconds, and then Heavenly Father, thank you very much for, I will say, this opportunity. I will say, this moment of being together with my brother and sister. And thank you, Lord, for this exceptional moment of receiving your word. And also today, we learn that in order to be a good servant, we need to have this quality of honesty. In order to be called Christians, we need to be honest. And we learn that even though in the workplace, even though outside from the church, we learn that we need to be honest. Even though, I would say, special circumstances, we rather choose to be honest. And please, God, I'm asking you for every single soul from this room to understand the deepest meaning of honesty and honest. It is a required quality as a Christian. It is an essential and important quality as a servant. And as we like to be called servants of God, we want to embrace this. We want to embrace it, even though we'll be on trial, because I know the evil is not sleeping, and we're going to put on trial. Please, God, be with us. We promise that. You promise that to us, that you will be with us every single moment, every single day. And I believe in your word. I believe in your scripture. Please, God, for the week which will start, please be with us, with every single person, with their families, in their families, in their houses, in their workplace, on the street even. Please be with them. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you give us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.